It's another edition of MMA Rated Radio, sponsored as always by the great people at Crooked Jaw. For more, check them out at crookedjaw.net. We're talking the Ultimate Fighter reality show today and being joined by the latest cast off from the show, Matthew Riddle. The 21-year-old Palmerton, Pennsylvania native was bounced by Tim Crater in an entertaining bout on the last episode of the show. What's going on, Matthew?
Nothing much, man. Just chilling.
So, okay, so you recently just saw the episode in which you lost. What was it like for you to watch that now? I'm guessing several months after the actual bout.
Personally, it was an awesome fight. I haven't been able to see it yet until last night, and it was a good fight. I mean, personally, the only thing I could have asked for is I won, but I didn't, you know, but it was a great fight.
So no regrets about your performance? You thought that you put forth the best effort you could?
The only regret I have is not standing with him. I doubted my hand, and I just kept taking him down because I'm a good, really good wrestler and stuff like that. And I think that's the biggest mistake I made, was just keep taking him down.
Yeah, that seemed to be the one aspect of the fight that sort of got under Rampage's skin. Was this something that, looking back, you know, hindsight is always 20/20. You look back on the fight and you say, okay, I should have done this, but or in the midst of the fight, while everything is going on, you actually thought that taking him down was the right approach?
Well, you know what it is? From years of wrestling, I'm just so natural. If somebody's giving me a takedown, I have to take it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And that's basically what happened. Like, I was starting to keen off on him when we were on our feet at one point, and he just gave me a takedown. So, like, without even thinking, I just took him right down. And that's why it's inexperience, really. Like, the fact that I only had one fight coming in and doing what I did, you know, it's just experience. And the more I fight, the more I'll learn and the more I'll realize what I had to do, you know, so.
Leading up to the fight, they seem to have been leading to you fighting Dante Rivera. That was like, you know, the buildup was looking to be in that direction. And then you fight Tim.
I wouldn't be worried about that. Maybe you'll see me and Dante around the bend once or twice. I can't talk about it, but maybe you'll see me and him fight one day.
Interesting. Okay, well, let's just say that when you knew that you were going to be facing Tim, did you think that that was a more favorable matchup for you, or were you...
I personally looked at it like this. I was Rampage's second pick. Yeah, I was the second pick. I'm one of the tougher guys there, even though I had the least amount of experience in fights. But I was one of the tougher guys there, and they just put their best against our best. And they were going to put Tim against either me or CB.
Right.
You know, Tim chose me probably because I have less fights, and, you know, and that's just how it worked out.
Personally,
I love the fact that I fought Tim because he's like 10-2. He's fought in a bunch of different promotions. He's a legit dude. I'm 1-0 in you know what I'm saying? So I loved fighting Tim. I'd fight Tim again. I'd fight Dante. I'd fight anybody with a good record just because that's awesome, you know?
Yeah, Tim has been in the cage or ring with guys like Chael Sonnen, Joey Villasenor. Yeah. So he's been around the block a little more times than you have. I always wonder, you know, someone being on that show and the way they have it set up that even if you lose, you still have to stick around in the house and you still have to look at the guy who beat you, you know, when you wake up, when you go to sleep. Is that weird? At the point where you lose, would you rather just leave or were you okay with staying?
I wanted to stay one because it was only like the second week when I lost when I was out there.
Right.
And I wasn't like, because honestly, I never really trained with a big camp or anything, and I was training with Rampage and his cornermen and like a bunch of like a couple All-American wrestlers and shit like that. So like, I wanted to stick around and like learn more. It sucks that I had to fight the second fight because I really didn't get to benefit the coaching before I fought again. But at the same time, it's like, I learned a lot when I was out there. My hands got a lot better, and it was an awesome experience. I wouldn't trade him for the world, and I wouldn't go home after I lost. I don't care if I have to look at that dude 1,000 times.
Okay, so about that experience, I mean, you're one of the youngest guys on the show. You obviously have a lot of energy. I'm sure you're used to having a cell phone and going on the computer and all that stuff. How hard was it for you to live in that house for all those weeks?
Actually, surprisingly, because I am like younger, I really don't use the computer that much. I don't like talking on the phone either. So that was worked out perfectly for me. I had no job. I lived at home with my mom. So worked out great for me. It was like a paid vacation. I got free food and I lived and trained with the best in the world. So
That was actually is actually two of the questions that I wanted to find out from you the most. A, did you get your license yet? And B, do you still live at home with your mom?
A, I don't have my license yet. Probably she's not going to get it. I'll just blank. B, I'm actually pulling up my mom's house right now because I'm living there still.
Nice. Okay. I got to appreciate
it. I am going to train out on the West Coast. So I won't be I'm leaving this week.
Really? Yeah. That's it for you? You're moving out?
Yep, yep.
And where are you going?
I don't know. I'm going to just go to the West Coast, start training with Team Quest and a couple different schools, a couple black belts I know out there, and just work on my jiu-jitsu for my fight coming up June 21st.
So are you dropping the Rat Pack?
You know, the Rat Pack, I really was never really a part of Rat Pack. You know, I came in, they would pay my entry fees into tournaments, and I would win every tournament. I'd win the fight they put me in, and then I tried out for the show and made the show.
Okay.
You know? So you it was know. Just one of those things, I moved away from where I was in New York, and then I moved to Pennsylvania. It's the closest gym, so I ended up just going there.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely. You look at the card for the Ultimate Fighter finale, and this one's a little bit different because they've already announced, I'm looking at it quickly here, eight or so fights. Usually it's reserved for the guys who, you know, didn't make it to the finals. Have you guys gotten confirmation that you will, in fact, have a chance to fight on the finale?
What's that?
You know, the Ultimate Fighter finale show? It's usually, yeah. The undercard is usually, you know, a mix of guys who didn't make it to the finals. But right now they've announced, eight fights, and it's all with UFC veterans. Are you guys still going to have a chance to fight on the show?
Yes.
Okay.
There's actually, I don't know, I can't talk about a lot of stuff because you know how it is.
Right.
But, I know a lot of, things aren't the same as they were, for other seasons. Because usually they take, a lot of people for, the fight night card, and this time they didn't.
Okay.
So, it was a little different.
But that said, you're training for an upcoming fight now. You can't tell us who it is, but you're training.
I got a fight.
Okay, you got to fight.
I'm fighting June 21st, yes.
I think, yes, it's June 21st, right? On the website, it actually says the 19th, but you're right, it's June 21st. Let me ask you about the actual experience of walking in there and finding out that it's 32 fighters, you know, as opposed to the normal 16.
I loved it.
Did you have any inclination, or right when they said it, was that the first time you found out?
You know what? Just doing other stuff, just going to the gym the day before and weighing in. And stuff, I kind of got an idea. They kept you isolated away from everybody else until, we all met at the gym. Mm-hmm. There was already rumors, though, going around that there's 32 fighters and we all had to fight.
But
so
you didn't see 32 fighters walking around?
No. Oh, dude, no. When we got out there, they kept us in hotel rooms individually. And, we weren't allowed to leave or they'd kick us right off the show. So we'd just slide papers under the door asking for what we wanted. Did not bring it to us, and we weren't allowed to leave our rooms unless we were going to the gym or we're fighting and stuff like that.
Wow.
Until we got to the house.
They really keep you guys under wraps.
Yeah, dude, nobody even knew we were, the only way they could tell that we were fighters is just because of the way we look.
Right, exactly.
But, we were all, carried out individually, three guys to one person every time, they'd walk you out like that.
All right, so you find out that there's 32 fighters, then how long did you have to prepare for that fight? 24 hours or so?
We had 24 hours before weigh-ins, and then we had another 24 before we fought. So we had 48 hours before the fight.
All right, and you had probably the most memorable fight from that whole elimination tournament, demolishing.
I like to think so.
Yeah, I mean, Simler's jaw is still, regrouping right now. When you watched that afterwards, a couple of weeks ago when it aired, what were your thoughts? Did you think that you might have, should have held back a little on the pounding when he was on the ground, or was that all kind of part of the action?
I heard some things on the internet, people say some bad things about me, saying I'm mean and stuff like that, but you know what it is? His eyes were still open, and he's really good at jiu-jitsu. I don't know if he was knocked out or if he was just, rocked quick. I'm not going to stop punching or fighting until the ref pulls me off. That's just who I am. And I'm, and that, like, just like wrestling, like, that's how you do it. He's like, you don't stop until, like, the ref tells you to stop, you know? Because if you give up for 1 second, you know, because you think it's time out, that's when shit happens, you know?
Have you ever seen him since?
Yeah, I actually saw him at the Ultimate Fighter 8 tryouts. He was there with a couple of his boys that were trying out, and I was there with my one friend who was trying out. And his jaw's still wired.
So, okay, well, that kind of answers my next question. But any bad blood between you two guys?
No, yeah. The only thing that I didn't like about him before a fight, and it probably gave me some animosity during the fight, is that I grappled, and he's been in the grappling circuit a long time, and I was grappling at these tournaments, and he would just, like, look at me like I was like a nobody, you know? Like, oh, this kid's he's just a wrestler, you know? And I think by knocking him out like that, and I realized I'm actually a good fighter, and I can do what I do, you know?
What was it like being trained by Rampage Jackson, a guy who has said many times that he's not into the whole coaching thing? Were you happy with what he offered you?
At first, I'm not going to lie, our first practice, I was like, are you serious? Because it was just like the most boring practice ever. It was like the most basic stuff and the most boring stuff. But at the same time, it's like that's the stuff that works, you know? And over time, he grew on me, and, like, it worked out. And plus, he is a good coach. Plus, he has great assistant coaches, you know, like Juanito and Zach White and Junior. And he's just got – he has good corners, you know.
Absolutely.
So,
yeah, he surrounds himself with good guys, so I guess it's sort of –
yeah, if you surround yourself like that, you're bound to have talent, you know.
All right, final question for you. Should we expect to see you in the UFC? Are you going to be one of those guys who, you know, might not have won the show, but will be around for
I will say this right now. I'm only 22 years old. I know how to fight, and you will see me for a very long time. Guarantee it.
All right, big words from Chipper. That's Matthew.
I'm Chipper.
Thanks a lot, man. Great stuff, and you know, continued success. You dropped us some hints on what's going on in the rest of the show, but of course, we're going to see you on June 21st. So best of luck to you.
Thanks, bro.